we love it this time of the year around the southwest. Busselton, Bunbury, Cinefest Oz is about to happen again from the 23rd, and Miles Pollard is involved again. G'day, mate. How are you?
I'm good, Black. As yourself?
Yes, very well, thank you. Scott Hicks is going to be here. He's going to attend in the role of this year's Film Prize Jury Chair. Got some big names, as usual, coming, mate. You excited?
I am excited. It's a big event for the southwest, and they put on a good spread. Pretty good event.
They certainly do, and it's going to be all over the place. Just run through some of the names from the filmmaking industry, mate, some of the talent.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, in terms of the films that are being showcased, you know, you've got names like, obviously, Ben Elton's up for the film prize, Cliff Stenders is in the mix, and Greg McLean's name came up. Other Life, Ben Lucas, the Perth production. Got a guy called Jeffrey Walker who did Ali's Wedding.
Yep.
Jackie McKenzie's in a film with me called The Gateway, which is another local Perth film, which I'm looking forward to seeing the premiere.
Yeah, Matt Day's coming as well.
Matt Day's coming. I think Joel Jackson might be coming over as well, which would be good.
It will be excellent. And as usual, some strong partnership with Screen West, Lottery West and Screen Australia, and Rio Tinto is the proud premium partner of Cinefest Oz. This is getting a lot of legs, isn't it? People are coming from all over the country and also from around the world down to our southwest. It's great to have it on each year. And this year, they're having the big thing in Bunbury too, actually, aren't they? The big opening, the opening night?
Yeah, the new venue. So that'll be a nice showcase for the region as well. I think it'll turn some heads. Absolutely.
Now, along with Scott Hicks, he's going to be joined by playwright and screenwriter Reg Cribb, Last Train to Frio and Brand New Day. Also, leading costume designer Cappy Ireland, who did Lion, and actor Ewan Leslie, the Railway Man in Kokoda, as his fellow jury members. It's going to be a great event, as it always is, mate. I'm really looking forward to it. What are you getting up to across the week?
Mate. Well, apart from my regular stint with CineSnap, so I'm the ambassador for CineSnap, so I'll oversee all the kids' films, which is great. Aspirational filmmakers, local teenagers, all making films and telling their own stories. I'll be going to that. I want to check out The Butterfly Tree, which was Priscilla Cameron's debut with Ewan Leslie.
Yep.
It's actually one I auditioned for as well about 18 months ago, so I'm interested to see how that turned out. Like I said, The Gateway, which I'm in, I want to check that out. Ben Elton's film Three Summers sounds awesome, another local film.
Yep.
And the other one is Australia Day, because I lived in Cronulla Blackers for about 4 years.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that, yep.
I was there during that whole period. So
that was a shocker, wasn't it, when that happened?
Oh, my God. It was disgusting. But
yep.
It'll be interesting to see sort of what perspective he comes in at and what side of the coin he sort of tells that story from.
Yeah, it will be. Now, it's going to be fantastic. If you want to find out more about it, what's on and where, and who you might likely to run into if you're a bit of a star watcher, CinefestOz.com. Go and have a look at the website. But it's also available at the iPhone app. They've got a Cinefest Oz iPhone app, and also your local visitor centres too if you're after tickets. Miles Pollard, good to talk to you as always, mate, and we'll talk to you again soon. We're going to catch up about, that service station maybe coming down in Dunsborough.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that in the coming weeks, I reckon. Have a good day, mate. Take it easy.
Thanks. See you, mate.
40 years. I can't believe it's been 40 years since Saturday Night Fever. I do remember, like a lot of people back in, 77, 78, going, gee, that was a pretty good movie. Michael Cliff from the Australian Bee Gees Show. G'day, mate. How are you?
Good. And yourself?
Yeah, not bad. Looking at your history here, I can't believe that you have spent so much time on the Strip in Las Vegas. Tell us about that. We're talking about thousands of shows here.
Yeah, we're over 2,000 now. We've been there 7 years, and we're just talking to the Excalibur about re-signing for another three, and the numbers are up this year, so everything's looking really good, and we're sort of building a new showroom and designing it around us and Thunder from Down Under, which is like manpower over here in Australia. So, yeah, we're sort of in a good spot at the moment, and really looking forward to the next 3 years, and, it's a bit of a dream come true, and we've got the touring lineup as well, a couple of touring lineups, so that's how we can manage to be out here in Australia while the show goes in Vegas, and the other touring show does make dates around the US as well.
So, this is a big deal, mate. Seriously, it's a big deal. Now, this new show is going to be presented in a couple of parks. Paint us a picture. Tell us what we can expect in Mandurah and Albany and the Regal Theatre in Perth, and obviously this Sunday the 13th at the Breck in Bunbury. Just paint us a picture of the new show, mate.
The new show, we started this new show in Vegas earlier this year, and we modelled sort of that show to take out on the road. And it's the 40th anniversary, celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack and movie.
Yep.
And also the, so that's our second half of the show, and we're getting the white suits out of mothballs for that.
Yeah.
And the first half of the show is celebrating the 20th anniversary of the one night only concert in Las Vegas, 1997. So it's a double celebration, but it's also a great sort of format to present the show in two halves.
Yeah, the unique sound of the Bee Gees, I mean, no one has ever replicated that, really, apart from people like yourself. But, I mean, when it comes to, you know, mainstream acts, I mean, Barry Gibb's vocals and the harmonies of Morris and Robin, I mean, you know, just amazing stuff, weren't they?
It is, you know, and that's... that's what makes them so unique in their style and the way that they, you know, and their father, Hugh, he was a band leader. And he said, you guys got to have your sound. You got to have your own sound. Otherwise, no one's going to know who it is. And if you've got that uniqueness. So that's, they worked on that. And I think they sort of had it built into their voices and their harmonies as kids. And, but also that they were great songwriters. And Barry Gibb was writing songs when he was a teenager, when no one was writing songs. I mean, Cole Joy and guys like that who were performers, they had songs written for them.
Yeah, and, that's right.
And then they had these kids, and they really took the Bee Gees under their wing and told them to look after them because they were so young when they were doing the Sydney circuit. But they were amazed at Barry Gibb's songwriting even then when he was a kid.
He certainly written some great songs, there was no doubt.
A teenager.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And it's so sad that he's the only one left. He must be quite lonely for him at times when he looks back and, you know, that his three brothers, including Andy, have all passed away from various reasons.
Exactly, yeah. It's just, must be terrible. I mean, I know when he did the Mythology tour, he was out here, and a lot of people that I spoke to that saw the tour said it was very sad. He was sad. He was emotional on stage. He didn't have his brothers for the first time. And he had his family. He had his son playing. I think he's got two sons playing with him now, and his niece Samantha. And so he tried to surround himself with family as much as he could. But it must be very sad.
But let's get happy, because you are in the Southwest. In fact, you're playing Albany on Thursday night, Mandurah on Friday. Saturday, you're back at Perth at the Regal Theatre. That'll be a good show because it's quite intimate there. And Sunday in Bunbury at the Breck. And if you want to pick up tickets, bunburyentertainment.com. Michael Cliff, the Australian Bee Gees show, the 40th anniversary tour. Thanks for the chat, mate. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
The Bunbury Council last night had a bit of a meeting, and the latest on the Kumbana footbridge, Mayor Gary Brennan. Hello, mate. How are you?
Good morning, Ian. Well, thank you.
Rightio. What has been resolved? Anything at all? Tell us about it.
Well, we council last night resolved to have a look at raising the bridge, but we must get the costings very accurate. So at the moment, up until now, we've had estimated costs, plus or minus 50%, which is not what we really need.
Plus or minus 50%? I mean, surely in this day and age, a contractor could give you a much, you know, harder number than that. That's ridiculous.
Well, not on this occasion. So
God.
We're going to get the design completed,
yep.
Give that out for our engineers, not our city engineers, but our consulting engineers, to then give us a highly accurate degree of costing. Now, once we've got that, two other considerations. One is, how do we fund it? And the other major consideration is, what about the other passive users of the inlet, the rowing club, the Sea Scouts, the Dragon Boat Club? Their main concerns, Ian, was really, if you have the larger boats or more boats in the inlet, how the heck can they still maintain their enjoyment of the inlet for their recreational activities? So there's a few issues to go yet.
Rightio. Well, there was the cost of, you know, around $500,000 bandied about yesterday or the day before. I mean, that's an awful lot of money. Where the hell would you find that?
Well, exactly the point.
You certainly won't be getting it from parking in the CBD.
You know, that's gone. Yeah. There's $1 million gone, Ian.
That's right.
Look, we had had a discussion yesterday with a businessman in Bunbury who's a very experienced civil contractor, and his team looked at it and he said, look, you're about $200,000 out there. So, look, let's just put all the arguments to one side and say, let's get it accurately costed, and then we know what we're up for. Then we can look at finding money if it's there. And as I said, the other important part is let's talk to those passive recreation users of the internet, because it's a whole, there's a whole mix of issues there. Very complex, but yeah, let's find a solution.
Rightio. Now, what sort of a delay is this going to put on the actual completion date of the whole Kumbana precinct? Because this is going to delay it.
That's a good question. We believe, our officers believe, that we should be able to still complete the project, the whole project, by early December. And that's the other consideration, of course, but it shouldn't be any delay at all.
Bunbury Mayor Gary Brennan, thanks, mate. We'll talk to you very soon. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ian.